Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue a series on unwrapped gifts, we're going to take a look at some of the spiritual gifts that God has given us, some gifting that He puts in our life that the Bible describes as gifts that He scatters abroad to the poor, to His children, to you and to me. And we're going to focus in this week on unwrapped giving. Paul quotes Jesus. We don't read it in the Gospels, but it's a lot of things that Jesus would have said through His time on earth and in His encounter with Saul that we don't have recorded. But He says, as the Lord Himself said, it is more blessed to give than receive. But many times when we think about gifts and unwrapped gifts and using gifts, we think more about the receiving of them than the giving. In one of those gifts, Paul writes to the Romans and says that if your gift is giving, then give generously. And as we consider what that looks like, we're going to spend time each weekday morning talking, praying about a different aspect that God says we ought to give. Moving, I'd say beyond, but it includes money. But if all we give is money, we probably are missing something. If we're not giving money, we're probably missing something too. You can't really separate out what that looks like. In fact, as we talked about yesterday, the way that our giving pleases God, the way that it grows, is if we first give ourselves to Him. And so as we begin this week focused on unwrapped giving, we're going to be looking at what God desires as we give thanks. An attitude of gratitude that influences the way that we give in other areas of our life. Psalm 7, verse 17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Again, because we often equate giving with stuff, times churches get a reputation of focusing in on our own needs. We want people to give because, well, we have needs. But even beyond church settings, we generally like people to give to us because we have needs. But sometimes our focus on what we need clouds our vision of what we've been given. And beginning by giving thanks, the old hymn says, count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. It's that giving thanks that reminds us of all that God has poured into our life. And the more that we give thanks, the more that we tend to notice His gifts. And what does life look like for you? What does life look like for me if I'm more thankful, if I live with more gratitude. Because if I'm more thankful, if I live with a greater level of gratitude, it'll be seen. Gratitude and thankfulness are not characteristics that can be hidden. If we're not expressing our gratitude, if we're not expressing our thankfulness, how grateful and thankful are we? So, yeah, I really liked what that person did for me 5 years ago, but I don't want to tell him because it'll puff him up and fill him with pride. And, oh, well, that's not thankfulness. We let God deal with the pride. If there's even any there. We kind of make that assumption or something. But we give thanks. We give thanks, and it begins by giving thanks to the Lord. As we've talked about and we'll continue to talk about through this series, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights who does not change. And so we give thanks for what we've received. But generally, what we receive is meant for the good of others, especially when we're talking about spiritual gifts. And this gift of giving that the Bible talks about is one in which God enables individuals to live with a generosity that seems to defy reason. And yet he makes it work. But at the heart of that is the ability to generously give thanks. We'll talk about generosity more tomorrow, but it's kind of woven through all of this. It's our thankfulness, our gratitude, our appreciation for someone that typically motivates us with a greater desire to give more, to give as much as we can. If we're trying to see how little we can get by with, it's probably a good indication we're not all that thankful for that person. You ever been involved in a gift exchange? Maybe it's a workplace gift exchange, a childhood school gift exchange, a family gift exchange even, where you draw a name and you don't really care for that person. You may not really know that person. And you think to yourself, what can I get by with? How little can I give without making myself look bad? And you do that because, well, maybe you know that that person isn't very generous and you're not going to get much back. We tend to sometimes judge our giving based on how it's going to benefit us. Or maybe you know them and you think they don't really deserve anything from me. But that changes when we're thankful for the person that we draw a name of. And we think, how much can I give without embarrassing them, without calling undue attention to them? How much can I give? And the same is true in our relationship with God. If our focus is constantly on how little can I give and still be seen by God as righteous, as obedient, as generous. We often do that because we're not all that thankful. That typically comes, at least in my experience in my life, when I think either God hasn't given me what I need, life hasn't been fair to me, and it's somehow God's fault, or I think the things that I do have, I've kind of done on my own. But when I recognize all that God has done and does for me and in me and through me, the gratitude wells up in an outpouring of love that says, I need to just give myself to God and let Him sort out what He wants to use. And so we give thanks. Because that becomes the foundation for our willingness and our extravagance even in every other aspect of how we give. God loves a cheerful giver. And I believe at the foundation of a cheerful giver is a person who has learned to give thanks. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. It's out of that love that you give. You gave your Son. You give instruction. You gave your Spirit. You give correction. You give according to what we need, and yet you give beyond what we need. And Father, sometimes we become very stingy with others because we determine what's a necessity and what isn't. And God, today I pray that you would fill each of us with a gratitude for all that you've given us that so far exceeds the necessities of life. That you've not treated us the way that we often treat others. And as we acknowledge that and as we give thanks for that, it would change how we give. That we would indeed first give ourselves to you. So that through us, you give to others. And God, today, may we be more deliberate about giving thanks. Perhaps your Spirit prompts us to be more in tune with the blessings that we have received, the many reasons that we have to be thankful. Oh, the world and life itself tends to point out the things that are lacking, the things which cause us to grumble, the things we're dissatisfied with. And God, it's my prayer that you help us. We need your help to be more thankful, to give thanks in all circumstances, especially in those circumstances that we're not thankful for, but to recognize your presence and things that surround that circumstance that we can give thanks for. Not that we necessarily give thanks that our car broke down or that we got sick, but we can be thankful that you continue to provide. You continue to heal. You continue to draw us near to yourself. And so, God, today and throughout this week, May we give thanks to you. And as we become more thankful to you and for you, may it help us to give thanks to those around us that need to hear those words from us. Thank you. And God, as we grow in this unwrapped gift of giving, may we grow in giving thanks, recognizing that Jesus is the one that we're most thankful for. And may we lift up Him as the source of our gratitude. That as we lift up Jesus, He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.